We're looking back on September 4, the day in 1962 when the Beatles made their first recordings at Abbey Road Studios. They recorded two songs, How Do You Do It? And the single that went on to become their first hit, Love Me Do.
Oh, please, love me do.
On this day in 1998, the company Google was incorporated, created by Stanford University students Sergey Brin and Larry Page.
It's an incredible resource. I mean, in history, you have never had access to just, you know, pretty much all the world's information in seconds.
Topping the September 4 birthday list, it's Australia's Queen of the Pool, Dawn Fraser. She's 83. Dawn was the first Olympian swimmer to win a medal for the same event three times.
That motivated me, and we made a fantastic team that 1964 team.
Fraser. Australia.
Robbie Deans is 61. The former All Black famously coached the Wallabies from 2000 to 2008.
You know, a 5/8 is the nerve centre. Their key task is to help the team to thrive and be successful.
Aussie singer Denny Hines is 50 today. The daughter of music great Marsha Hines hit the charts as the lead singer of the Rockmelons in the early 90s. TV host Samantha Armitage turns 43.
Darabin councillors voted to replace the ceremony with a, quote, culturally appropriate event.
Pop superstar Beyonce Knowles celebrates her 39th birthday today. And a couple of AFL players, Easton Wood from the Bulldogs and Shannon Hearn from the West Coast Eagles, share a birthday.
Hearn, long kick inside the forward 50, bounces in front of a couple and runs on.
Easton Wood, sensational grab!
Finally, today is the anniversary of the death of Australia's crocodile hunter. Steve Irwin was just 44 when a stingray barb killed him in 2006.
I am a wildlife warrior and I'll fight to the death for wildlife.
Remembering Steve Irwin on September 4.